Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcasts and join me for the story behind the song.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set pop.
Bora, hey, Iconic Army.
Bora, hey.
All right. Well, I have officially ran my 10K. I was telling you all about how I was preparing for it. Killing It Girl was definitely on the playlist. My 10K playlist helped me get through it. It was a really good time. Lots of fun. I ran with one of my coworkers. She was super motivating and she runs all the time. She's done like half marathons, a marathon. So the 10K was nothing for her, but she was great. And I'm just really proud of myself for doing it. I've never ran a race before. So it was nice to just, I don't know, have a goal and go for it and be able to finish and cross that finish line. So yeah.
Yeah. Let's just talk about how you've never even run like a 5K turkey trot, like
no.
Signed up for any kind of like race before ever in your life. And you went straight to the 10K and you fucking killed it. Bethany, tell them your time.
I ran it and, well, it's not that impressive, but I think it's impressive. 1 hour and 5 minutes.
I think that is so impressive.
Like,
this is your first race ever.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
I think it's like somewhere between like a 10:20, 10:40 pace per mile.
Yeah.
Which was pretty solid for me. That last, like, it was mile 4 to mile 5 that I was really struggling because it was all uphill. And then right after that five mile mark, one of my coworkers was like cheering us on from the side. And then Corey and Millie met us at the 6 mile mark when I literally only had 1/4 mile left. And it was just the perfect time to be able to like stop, kiss Millie and be like, all right, push through, like really give it all you got, even though I was exhausted.
Yeah.
But yeah, when we crossed the finish line and I saw it was 1 hour 5, I'm like, dang, because my goal was actually 1 hour 8. That's where I thought I was going to fall at. So 1 hour 5 is pretty great.
Yeah. I think phenomenal. You crushed your goal. I mean, every single second when you're running, especially that distance, can be so grueling if you've been really pushing yourself so hard. So the fact that you were 3 minutes under what your goal was and your first race ever, like amazing. I'm so proud of you. I think it's freaking awesome.
Thank you.
Way to go.
Yes, I'm glad I did it. But yeah, I'm excited for this episode. We're going to be talking a lot about this BTS Happy Meal. This is just like, we're going to have more that we talk about, but that's kind of the main part of this episode.
Our jumping off point. Yeah, can't wait to get into it.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
Yeah. All right. Today, we're going to hang out for about an hour. I mean, we're really just going to be catching up on some BTS topics. So things like the Happy Meal that came out with the Tiny Ton, talk a little bit about J-Hope's new tattoo, a little bit about this Jimin quote-on dating scandal, if you can even call it a scandal. And then there's some other little things like the BTS movie weeks. And then we're also going to talk some about the BTS pop-up, which are called Space of BTS. We'll get into that too.
We are so excited to get into it. We want to say thanks, Iconic, so much for being here and for all of your support. And if you'd like to support us even further, please consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Thanks for being here, for all of your support, and of course for listening. So let's talk about Happy Meal hunting and how our Happy Meal huntings have gone so far. I really would love to have the collection, but based on my experience so far with it, I don't think I'm going to end up getting all seven, especially like with the additional Encore edition that's going to be coming out. I just don't know. Like, I don't foresee it happening for me, because the very first time I went to go get the Happy Meals, it was after one of Millie's doctor's appointments. And I'm like, you know what? She's been poked and prodded. Let's go ahead and treat ourselves to a Happy Meal. And Corey's like, okay. So we got three Happy Meals. Of those three, two were Jungkook's and one was RM. And I was like, okay, that's not bad. I've got two members. And then I had to drive all the way out into Kansas to pick up my like race information for my 10K, and going to pick up the packets, it probably took me like a good 40 minute drive out and a 40 minute drive back. So after I picked him up, I'm like, you know what? I myself am going to go get a Happy Meal. And you know what? I might as well just get two, because that's like eight chicken McNuggets and like two teeny tiny fries. So I'm like, yeah, I can eat all that. So I got two. And of course, the first thing I do is open up to see which members I got. Both for Jungkook again. And I don't know if I told you this too. Before this, my sister Bridget went to McDonald's and she's like, I got you a Jungkook. So I have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Jungkooks right now.
My goodness.
And one RM. So I'm going to call it good for a little bit. I'm going to be offering up a lot of my Jungkooks to some people who need them. But I have 5 JKs.
I have dibs on one.
Yes, you have dibs on one. A lot of my coworkers have reached out and they're like, hey, have you seen what's going on with McDonald's right now? I'm like, yes, I'm very much aware. One of my coworkers, she has a J-Hope that she's going to give me. And another one of my coworkers has a Jen that they're going to give me. Cool. And it's just so fun because like all of my coworkers have little kids. And so they're reaching out to me and they're like, hey, like we just got McDonald's and did you know? I'm like, yes. So at least I have some people who are willing to offer some of their members for me.
Yeah, that's really nice. So they came out like a couple days before I was going over to my sister's house one evening to help her get like table decorations for her wedding organized. And I was like, it's right around dinner time. I'll stop at a McDonald's on my way over. And I thought I would get a really good chance of getting two separate members or potentially being able to buy them all if I went in and talked to them. So I went in and the guy was super, super nice. And I was like, is there any way that I can just buy the individual toys? And he was like, no. But I've seen online some people have done that, so it might be like franchise to franchise. But I did say like, hey, if there's any way possible, can you give me like two separate ones? Because I knew that there was a little number on the side. And I told him like two different numbers, just whatever you got. And he was like, no guarantee, but I'll try. So I ordered two Happy Meals. And when he put them out and brought them out to me, he was like, I put two different ones in there. And I was like, okay, cool. So I opened them up and I ended up getting RM and Yoongi, which I was super happy about. I was like, oh my God, it's our Lennon and McCartney. Like, got those two to begin with. The little like cards that they come with are so cute, like,
oh, I know
what they say about them and just adorable. But Jeremy had been out that night too, and so when I got home, sitting on our kitchen table was another little blind box, and he was like, hey, look at that. And I was like, oh, did you go? And he had gone just to get one, just to maybe get me another one. And I was like, oh my God, who is it? And he said, you got to open it and see. And I opened it up and it was J-Hope. So now I have the rap line.
Yes, how perfect.
And I know, literally perfect. They're all like sitting next to each other on my bookshelf right now. Super cute. I'm getting the Jungkook from you, Bethany.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, I just need Jin, Jimin, and Taeyong, really. So I feel like it's pretty doable. And my parents were in town this past weekend because it was my sister's bridal shower. And they came over to our apartment just to like see it. But I showed them, like I was showing them my BTS shelf with everything. And I was like, oh yeah, here's the new Happy Meal toys. And they were like, oh, maybe we'll stop at McDonald's and get Happy Meals on our drive back home to Chicago. And so today my dad texted me a picture and he was like, do you have either of these two? And sitting on their dashboard was a tiny little Yoongi and a tiny little Jimin. And seeing the Jimin, I was like,
yes,
like, yes. So I was like, yeah, like I don't have the one on the right. So whenever they're in town next, probably for my sister's wedding in October. So I'll wait a minute for them, but they're going to bring me back those two. So I'll have an extra Yoongi. I can give them to you if you want, but I'm getting that Jimin now. So now I just really need Jin and Taeyong.
Okay. So, Very nice. Yes, I will take the Jimin if you, or not Jimin, Yoongi, if you have an extra Yoongi.
Yeah, I'll bring him to you.
Mm-hmm. And then I just keep thinking we're going to have the Encore edition too. And
the Mic Drop Encore.
I'm really excited for the Mic Drop Encore one. So I'm just going to halt on my Happy Meal hunting until,
yeah.
I think I might get a little bit more serious with the Encore edition.
Yeah, I feel like I need all of those ones too. Mm-hmm. Like if I can collect all 14 of all of the different ones, then I'd be very happy with it. But yeah, I definitely want to complete the full set of the Mic Drop Encore. And then like on top of that, this is kind of separate, but they're dropping the new BTS Funko Pops on October 6th. Like you can already pre-order them on Amazon, but I want to get all of those too, because they celebrate each of their solo works. And I think they are amazing. So I'm going to have to get like a whole new shelf just for like the new Funko Pops and then like these little tiny tan McDonald's toys.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my plans. Worth it.
Those Funko Pops are so cool. I cannot wait to see those. I just thought that was a brilliant idea, having all of their solo work represented in a Funko Pop. It's just really, really perfect. I think it's a great way to commemorate the entire like chapter two of their solo work. Yeah.
I can't get over the Taeyong Love Me Again red turtleneck earrings, little eyelashes. Like, oh, kill me.
Right.
Jin's holding a moon. Like, destroyed. Yeah. I love them. So, can't wait to have those too.
Well, I hope you all are having a lot of good luck with your Happy Meal hunting. Let us know in like the Spotify comments or whatever, kind of your story and how you're obtaining all seven members and then another additional 7 different versions of that.
Your plan? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, how are you acquiring them? Is there some tips and tricks that I should know? All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about J-Hope's tattoo. This was kind of big news. He posted a TikTok of him dancing to Cordis's new song, Go. And in it, he shows like a close-up of his knees, and right above his right kneecap, it says, I'm your, and then below it, you can see you are my, and then on his left knee, it says Hope, which is just so cool.
Perfect. Yes. Literally perfect for him.
Yeah. Yeah. It is literally perfect. We love it so, so much. How cool. I just feel like I'm surprised he hasn't had a tattoo up to this point, except for, I guess, maybe the 7.
The 7.
But
yeah.
I feel like, yeah, it's only a matter of time that he was going to end up getting a tattoo.
He does seem like a tattoo person.
Yeah. And I just feel like this is such an interesting spot, too. Like, on his legs, these are like the main muscle movers for dancing, I feel like. So it kind of makes sense that it's on his legs.
Significant.
Like, I think it's a little sexy, you know, to do some leg tats. Yeah.
Well, also, like, the I'm your and you're my script is, like, really dainty and in cursive, kind of smaller. And then, like, the Hope is, like, more bold, you know, like, angular tattoo script. And, yeah, I just feel like I love the balance of it. I feel like it's very him. And on top of that, for him to debut it with a dancing video is also so J-Hope.
It is so J-Hope.
I mean, he couldn't have done it better.
No, he couldn't have. Well, cool. Another member. Here we go.
Really love it.
On their tattoo journey.
Can't wait to see what else he gets. J-Hope's been the one, like, showing off Jimin's tattoos lately. So maybe he was, like, inspired. Like, it's time for me to get some of my own. Speaking of Jimin, let's talk about his dating, quote-unquote, scandal. I feel like it feels dumb calling it a scandal, but a lot of people, obviously, like, that's the language that was being perpetuated online and on social media. But, like, would it really be so scandalous in this day and age if any of the members are dating?
No, I think, like, it's more of a leakage of his private life. Like,
that's what
anything,
I think.
An invasion of his private life. Yeah.
Totally. An invasion of his privacy. And honestly, there's been tons of dating rumors for members before, and we've discussed on the podcast while going through album reviews, like, speculation of them dating or, you know, having heartbreak or being in relationships just based on, you know, the lyrics of various members, especially, like, the rap line. So there's been a lot of this before, but nobody has really, like, exposed their personal life in this way. And so recently a video was posted on TikTok by Song Dae-eun, and it was her video, and it was of Jimin getting out of an elevator to go see her, and was like, oh, you surprised me, like, yeah, he was like, oh yeah, like, I didn't know that you knew I was coming, and it was like he was coming to visit her at her apartment, and she soon after deleted the video, but of course people still captured it, screen recorded it, everything before it, you know, was gone. And I feel like some armies online immediately tried to dispel the rumors, saying that, like, it wasn't Jimin, which, like, it was clearly Jimin, or that, like, they weren't dating, that that's stretching the context of the video. But from this, we actually got a big hit announcement because of it all.
Yeah, and this is so interesting because we really haven't gotten something like this from Big Hit before, because there have been a lot of scandals in the past, but they haven't, like, made any kind of commentary on it. Not so much scandals as just, like, rumors of dating. Like, especially Taeyang, I feel like he's had a lot of rumors of dating.
Yeah.
So this is what Big Hit said in response to this video kind of going viral. They said, quote, "Our company has refrained from making any statements until now in order to respect Jimin's private life as well as the individual being mentioned in relation to it. However, as speculative reports concerning the artist's personal life have continued to surface and groundless rumors have been circulating, we find it unavoidable to clarify the bare minimum facts. The artist and the individual in question were once acquainted with mutual affection in the past, but that was several years ago, and they are not in a relationship at present. We ask that you refrain from making reckless speculations about their private lives. We earnestly request that you also refrain from any actions that could cause harm to the individual who is being mentioned alongside the artist." And so, yeah, I believe that I'm not too familiar with Song Dae-yoon, but I believe that she's an actress and has been in like some K-dramas and stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, even if she isn't an actress, like, she deserves that privacy too. Like, this wasn't meant to get out and go as viral and having all this speculation go on about both of their lives. Like, it's just, it's really reckless and unfair to them.
She is an actress known for a couple different K-dramas, like The Golden Spoon and More Than Friends. But I agree. And it, like, yes, she posted the video, but maybe like did not have his permission to post that video. It was taken down.
Yeah.
And like, we really as fans aren't owed any kind of story or anything about what it really was, you know? And I think the wording here in their statement is very interested, saying that they were once acquainted with a mutual affection and they're not in a relationship at present. Like, it makes it seem like it makes it downplay, like it downplays their relationship that they had at one time, maybe making it seem like it wasn't as serious, or maybe it was like short lived or something. And I don't know. I don't want anyone to be sending her hate because of like this happening, you know?
Yeah.
And I think clearly like Jimin was probably like, can we make a statement about this? So like speculation stops swirling. You can tell in the video, like this does look like Jimin from a few years ago. Like it is that era where he's wearing like those kind of like paperboy hats, and you know, it doesn't look like him now. It looks like him,
yeah,
like pre-service,
like 2021.
That's what that's exactly where my mind went too. Mm-hmm. So this is a long time ago at this point. I just think honestly, like, this was monumental because they've never acknowledged a member's dating life before. They've never had to, but they've never like put out like a statement from Big Hit about it before.
Yeah.
So I don't know, maybe this is one of those things that like BTS can, as they feel comfortable, start publicly dating more. And like, this is just one little like, here's one thing that happened. Okay, see, kind of test the water, see how everyone's going to react, and then move on type of thing. But
it's just, the culture is so interesting to me, how in Korea, it's much more of a bigger deal for the fans there, that if they're dating, it's just a huge scandal in their culture. I just feel that here in the States, it's maybe not as big of a deal. Like when I saw the video, I was like, oh, that's just a video I haven't seen before of Jimin. And I didn't
right.
even care to look any more into it. Like I was
me
just
either.
Like, you know, it's just like a random footage of him in an elevator. And then I started to see it more and more and more, like it was everywhere. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, this was like an ex-friend or like an ex-girlfriend or something, but I really didn't think much more of it. I mean, it just makes sense, other than like, why, I was a little curious, like, why did she share it? But
right,
I mean,
that's what I would wonder, is after all this time, why would she share it? So that was the only thing that made me curious about it. And I hadn't really even heard much about it until you texted me about it. And I think like it makes sense that we all as fans have a level of curiosity about their personal lives, because here in the West, it's really common to be a fan of like a celebrity or a musician and know who they're dating and kind of like follow their relationship and root for them, or you know, like when they break up, it's you know, it's kind of a form of entertainment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it makes sense that we're all curious about any of the BTS members' dating lives, because we're so invested in them as individuals and as musicians that we'd just be curious. And I was talking to Jeremy about this because he asked me about this dating, because he had seen it on Twitter too, and he was
Hey,
did you hear about this? And I was just saying, like, as a fan, the way that I love them, I would just be happy if they're happy. And if they let us know about it, then great. But also, like, they don't have to, you know, that's not our place mm-hmm. to know, but it would, you know, I think that sometimes we want to know that they are loved and taken care of too, you know? But as much as we're now speculating here, I do want to restate that Big Hit said, like, refrain from making reckless speculations about their private lives. And, you know, so just obviously
let it be,
further action needed on this, but we just felt like we needed to talk about it since it was such a hot topic over this past week.
Mm-hmm.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Switching it up a little bit into something else going on coming up very soon is BTS Movie Weeks. This is a remastered in 4K, 4-week, one movie a week release into movie theaters of BTS movies. This goes from September 24th to October 5th. And when I read the lineup of the movies being shown, I was so excited. They're going to show 2016 Live, The Most Beautiful Moment in Life, On Stage, Epilogue. Oh my God.
I mean, that'd be so cool to see.
Let's continue my delusions about the next H4YH series being created right now. That would be so cool to see. And then BTS 2017 Live Trilogy Episode 3, The Wings Tour Final. Like, Bethany, I remember watching that with you when we were like brand new baby mm-hmm. army. Like
at the condo? Oh yeah. With yes. my sister? Yeah.
Yes.
Baby army.
And then the BTS 2019 World Tour Love Yourself, Speak Yourself in London. Iconic Wembley. I mean, like, what an incredible show there. Record-breaking show in Chicago. So it'd be cool to watch again. And then the also iconic Immaculate BTS 2021 Mustard So Wozu is also going to be played.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Iconic.
I mean,
I think immediately Desharita performance with all of the members. That's what I think of.
Yes. What a spectacular lineup. I'm so glad that it's not like Burn the Stage. Like, I love Burn the Stage, but we saw those in theaters, you know?
Right.
The fact that they pick, like, I feel like these four movies, like, they've never been as a movie in theaters before. So you can get your tickets at btsmovieweeks.com. If you go there, you can try to find a theater near you. I went there yesterday and there's a theater near me, and I like turned around to Jeremy, we're like in our office, and I was like, look, we can go every Tuesday, 4 Tuesdays in a row, we could go.
That'd be so fun if you did.
I know. I'm dragging him there because he was like, oh boy, but he'll be army by the end of it, I'm certain.
Uh-huh.
He's supportive. He's just like not as crazy as me, which is fine.
Of course. So
I really want to go and see these. I feel like it'd be so fun.
I for sure went to see The Most Beautiful Moment in Life On Stage Epilogue because I have not seen that full concert. So
yeah.
I feel this would be the perfect time, especially if they're going to be doing some kind of, you know, HYYH themed something to mm-hmm. just celebrate the 10-year anniversary of it. So I'm hoping to be able to make it to that one at least. But yeah, the Wings Tour Final. Oh, Kayla, I'm just thinking about like the First Love performance. Oh,
yes.
I would die to see that in theaters.
Awake by Jen.
Awake, I mean, yeah,
in theaters.
Of course. Like, all of those solos, truthfully,
seriously,
off of the Wings album would be just really neat to see again, experience their first like solo works, I guess.
Yeah. And I mean experiencing album, like the choreography, the outfits, the VCRs, like everything. I mean, I can't wait. I'm super excited for this. So tickets are already on sale. They started going on sale on August 27th. From what I was checking in my area, they're not sold out yet. There was a couple different theaters in my area. So make sure that you look around and see what your best options are. But I think that this is freaking cool. So
yeah,
go support it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Something else that's going on, too, is there's a lot of these BTS pop-ups called Space of BTS. And these pop-ups are having... They're happening all over the world, cities like Sao Paulo, Sanchez, and they're just celebrating the solo works of each members, and they're really kind of giving an opportunity to obtain merchandise and such for these solo albums. So some of them are particularly for certain solo works, like for like J-Hope's work or for Golden, for Jungkook's work. The most current one that's going on is for Jin, but I just think it's a nice little final celebration, kind of last minute. If you want to get some merchandise from their solo work, this is kind of a neat way to go and experience it with these pop-ups.
Yeah. I think that was cool too for them to do that and to put them in cities that, like, you know, obviously they didn't get to tour, or, you know, that BTS haven't been able to go to in a while, and give those ARMYs opportunity to get those, that merchandise there, right there in their city. Super cool. Well, I also want to talk about RM's August 22nd letter. We wanted to talk about this a couple weeks ago, right after it came out, but we just did not have time on that Fanfic Files episode. The reason why I wanted to talk about this is because I feel like when we are lucky enough to get letters from him, sometimes they are... He's obviously a very pensive person, and sometimes these letters, you know, you can kind of see into his mind a little bit and see maybe a little bit of like the depression creeping in, or like the concern, or maybe like the lack of like creative driving force or something at the time. And he just needs to like write something down and get it out. At least in the last, you know, couple years, it may have been that way. But this letter came off very different and very like hopeful and ready and just like purely enjoying life. And so I just want to talk about, I'm not going to read the whole thing, because I'm sure you guys have read it already. But he discussed that it's been a little over 2 months since he's been discharged and that he's in LA. He said, "I live, work, and play with the members, and it's a strange experience. It feels like bon voyage," which I think is so cute, because it really is like, it's not quite a vacation for them. Obviously, they're all working on their next album, but for them all to be reunited in a city that's not, you know, Seoul for the first time in years, I'm sure feels a little bit like a vacation or a little bit like summer camp or something. He told us a little bit about his routine, which sounds like really healthy and zen. He has a lot of time to think. He gets to wake up at 10 a.m., work out, eat, and then goes to work in the afternoon around 1 or 2 and works until about 8 or 9. And then he sits on the terrace and thinks about the past and the present and the future. Just like soaking it all in. I can imagine him like sitting on the terrace looking over, you know, the nighttime city and just having all these thoughts. Something that, like, I don't know, stuck out to me is that he said, "I'm not laughing or crying. I'm just running and watching every day. The ego is actually an illusion." And the mention of ego here, like, brought me back to Map of the Soul 7, where they were really exploring the works of Carl Jung and, you know, what ego is, and how you're represented by like your ego, your shadow, your persona. And I just wondered if he was kind of reflecting back on that last work that they made. Obviously, they made B since then. But I feel like, and maybe they feel like, their last true work together before the military was Map of the Soul 7, since B was unplanned and, you know, so were the other English single songs, that was like the last big project that they all worked on, kind of like in their storyline and in their like thematic albums that they were going with. So I wonder if he was like reflecting back on that, maybe rereading some of the works he read back then. And, you know, as they're figuring out the next path and the next theme that they want to take this album. I just thought that was interesting. He talked differently about like what scientists think and what Buddha thinks, and, Anyways, he's bringing in
a lot of different philosophical.
Yeah.
I just feel like he is in a place where he's getting creative. I really do feel like first off, I just have to say, I think his schedule sounds really nice right now. I hope they stick to that, where he gets to sleep until 10. He gets to work out, eat, and then he's working like 7 hours and then gets to relax in his evening and just kind of be in this more pensive state that he likes to, that he not likes to be in, but you know.
No, he does like to be. He's
like, he's just contemplating a lot.
A good creative flow and
So to be looking at different philosophies of life, whether he's looking at Buddha or like what scientists like Carl Jung have said, you know, I feel like he's just mentally in that place right now, which is perfect for album writing.
Yeah, I agree. I think so. And he goes on to say something, Buddha's is the result of flow and connection. And I thought that was the same for my team too. Something that's changing every day and not a fixed reality. In our hearts, Bangtan is a species of different colors, which I thought was really beautiful, just thinking about how different they all are. And he's like, now I'm thinking about what it was, and I'm not really sure, like what it was before the military, what it was before COVID and before all of their plans were thrown off. But he said, but making something together with these friends, I'm going to commit myself to this moment and I'm going to thank you. It's our next album and I'm looking forward to what I'll become, something that I've forgotten for too long. And I'm sure that's similar to how other members feel too, where, you know, I can't believe, truly can't believe that it's been like 5 years, almost 6 years since we've gotten like a planned album and comeback and tour from them, you know? And I think their process back then was everything to them, you know, it was their whole lives. And so I think they lost a little bit of themselves when all of that was thrown off. And now they're kind of like coming back and rediscovering who they are as not just as individuals, but as RM of BTS, as V, as Jin, as Suga, you know, and what these roles mean and what they're all bringing to the table.
It's kind of like realigning with those roles, but also accepting that they've changed over time
and totally
kind of trying to intertwine all of that. And I just love going back to that mention of that Bangtan is a species of different colors, because RM, I mean, we have had Mono and we've had Indigo. So I just, for him to have a lot of just creative way of explaining himself through themes of color, I think it's beautiful for him to be looking at BTS in the form of colors as well. Like, I just, I don't know. I really love this letter. I feel that all of these little pieces seem so him, like the mention of colors, the mention of just like talking about, like, you know, scientists and the ego, and him also too just talking about like Bon Voyage. Like, I just feel like there's just so many little components that the whole letter is well thought out. I'm sure he didn't just write this up in one go. I think he put a lot of thought into it, as if it's like lyrics or a poem. It's just like a really thought out letter that I think made a lot of ARMYs feel at home and feel very comforted, and it was just perfect as we're going into this like really exciting future, but also everyone has no idea exactly where it's headed. And this piece of this letter that he gave us makes me very hopeful, and he seems very hopeful too. So I loved it.
It does kind of read like a poem, the way that the lines are, kind of reads like different stanzas and everything. I agree. He seems very hopeful, and it just makes me excited about what they're working on. And it seems like they're having a great time just being together, working together, figuring out this next album together. He ends this album by saying, "I'll be there soon. I'll do my best until then. I love you," which is just like, ugh. Perfect way to end it. So
yes, it is. Yeah.
Happy for him. I'm happy for him for where he's at, and I'm excited for what he's working on, what the rest of BTS are working on.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Well, quick little episode, but it was really just a lot of catching up on everything that's happened the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys can let us know if we're missing anything. We, you know, episodes could be longer if BTS would give us something to work with here. I mean, come on. We were like, what are we going to talk about this week? Like, all of BTS are back, but it's been crickets. It's been nothing.
They've been working on an album.
They've been busy. So it's kind of, you know, it's kind of hard to like come up with content for you guys. When we said about an hour at the beginning, I wanted to be like, about 30 minutes
yeah,
today.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but you never know. You never know where the episode's going to go.
That's
like,
true.
But yeah, we did a ship series. We did a fanfic files. And so mm-hmm. we're like, we might have to pull up like an old album review sometime soon right. or something.
I mean, that should be definitely something that we get into soon as an album that we have not talked about yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, let us know again in the Spotify comments or in the Instagram comments how your Happy Meal hunting is going, if you're participating, which members you have, who you're still looking for. And then, yeah, of course, we will be back in a couple weeks from now. Just, I don't know. We'll surprise you with what we're talking about
we'll see.
I suppose. Yeah, mm-hmm. We shall see. We want to thank you all of your support and for being here. And of course, you can find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening and thanks for stanning BTS.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water